A jury in Chicago convicted the actor Jussie Smollett of lying to police about being the victim of a hate crime. Here's Chip Mitchell from member station WBEZ.
Actor Jussie Smollett was a member of the cast of Empire in 2019 when he reported that two men had come up on him yelling racist anti-gay slurs and referring to making America great again. He said they roughed him up, looped a noose around his neck, and doused him with bleach. Police gathered evidence that led them to two brothers who worked on the show, Bola and Ola Osundero. The brothers said Smollett had hired them to carry out the attack. The actor went from victim to suspect. Lead prosecutor Dan Webb spoke to reporters last night.
This police department took it seriously. They believed it was the victim of a crime, and they worked so hard for the next 3 weeks. You saw 26 Chicago police officers spent 3,000 hours of time costing the city well over $100,000 for a fake crime that never occurred. And by the way, a fake crime that denigrates what a real hate crime is.
Webb was the case's special prosecutor. He was appointed after the Cook County State's Attorney's Office dropped the initial charges against Smollett. That sparked an uproar, especially among Chicago cops. Last year, Webb announced a new indictment, 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct. That's the Illinois charge for reporting falsely to police. At the trial, Smollett insisted there was no hoax and called the Osunderos liars. His attorneys depicted them as extortionists. The jury had to decide whose testimony to believe, the actors or the Osunderos. After more than 9 hours of deliberation, the verdict came last night. Smollett was guilty on 5 of the 6 counts.
The jury found that he lied to them.
Webb said defendants have a right to argue that the charges have not been proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
But defendants do not have the right to go in front of a jury and lie under oath.
Webb said that could factor into Smollett's sentence. The judge could order anything from probation to a prison term of up to 3 years. Gloria Schmidt-Rodriguez is an attorney for the Osunderos. She says it's time for Smollett to come clean.
You are still your mother's child if you did this. You will still be the person that so many people love you for. People will forgive you. It is time to cut the act.
But Smollett's attorney, Nanye Uche, says the verdict was wrong. He insists the case never should have gone to trial.
Why was so much money and resources spent re-prosecuting this case when we have hundreds of people dying in Chicago from gun violence? We have drug cases, people dying in the suburbs of drug overdose. Why aren't resources being focused on that?
Uche says he intends to file an appeal for the actor.
He's committed to clearing his name, and he is 100% confident that he's going to get cleared by our appellate courts.
The trial judge is allowing Smollett to remain free pending sentencing. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.